Not a face in a crowd, just a shadow hanging, ominous, clinging to the idea that true love still exists. A chump, a sucker, a kind face would be stepped on, overlooked, forgotten. The yeah, whatever syndrome. They say don't throw rocks if you live in a glass house. This is all well and fine if you're not sick to death of the house. So if this is the case, fuck it. Throw rocks, smash it up, kick, scream, the whole shebang. You know, most skyscrapers are made of glass. Find a new identity in a colony. The structures stand as a taunting symbol to a lost cause of a rebellion. As if to say, this is our empire, huge and vast. You are small and mean nothing to us. One of many dispensable, divided we stand. Politicians are just shit flingers. Rich assholes who want to stay rich assholes, who aren't fit to shovel shit from one place to another. Goblins and orcs, Democrats and Republicans, goblins and orcs who convert the populace into monsters that they are. How and why? It's easy. Strength in numbers. A new world order. Big, strong, weak-minded slaves. Thought-controlled television. Subliminal messaging. Advertising. I don't want my kids to see boobs or know bad words. I don't want my kids to know there's homeless people out there or drug users. They might get a notion to help feed the hungry. And whoever came up with hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil was an ignorant turd. If you don't listen and observe and speak what's on your mind, you'll never be able to resolve any problems. After speaking with a longtime friend late into early, he drunk and stoned, me on pills drunk and stoned, talked of drug-induced lucid dreams. He is on a spiritual conquest, yet I fear his untimely death. Or worse yet, the deterioration of his mind. How could I possibly know what is or would be good for him? Don't I have a hard enough time with myself? Would the death of individuals in positions of power really spark a revolutionary change, or would different heads just pop up on this hydra?